festival time once again. Let's cross over to the office and find out what's occurring.
Hi, Barry. Well, one of the big events we've got coming up now is a rather unusual musical performance with Oz and Armonico, Drink to Music. Oz Clark, the famous wine expert, who is credited with turning Britain into a wine-drinking nation by making it a far more popular and populist form of drinking, is bringing his Baroque concert quartet to the festival. The idea is that he's going to take you on a European tour of all the different wine-producing regions, and then stop for music along the route and for you to sample some of the wines from the area. So that sounds really, really good. That's at the Opera House on July the 10th, starting at 7:30. We've also got Patricia Routledge. Now, when you mention Patricia Routledge, immediately what springs to mind? She's one of Britain's best-loved actresses, but there's far more to her than Hyacinth Bouquet and Hetty Wainthrop. I didn't realise that she actually started off as a classically trained singer and went over to America and won a Tony Award for a Broadway performance in musicals, and also a Laurence Olivier Award for a performance in a Leonard Bernstein show over there.
Which makes her singing with Hyacinth all the more impressive, because it's like playing the piano. If you can play, it's very awkward to play badly, or if you can sing, it's difficult to sing badly.
Oh, of course, she did, didn't she?
Yeah,
really skillful. And she's going to look back on her life in musical theatre, in discussion with one of her friends, and play some very rare recordings of her shows from her youth, and talk about that aspect of her career, which. Well, those in the know, obviously, but I must admit, I didn't know much about it, so that promises to be a really interesting evening.
It does. What's the date on that one, then?
That is July the 19th in the Opera House, and that's going very well, that is.
I can imagine it is. And what else have you got to tempt us with?
Well, David Starkey, you know, the best historians not only make history seem fresh, but they also make the news, and David Starkey's quite often in the news for his very perceptive but often quite controversial takes on the past. And this time, on July the 16th, he's going to look at Britain's first Brexiteer, Henry VIII. David Starkey's take on this is that the Reformation was the first Brexit, when we ripped up all our treaties with the existing European order, and went alone, didn't go it alone like we're going to do again, by the sounds of it. And he's going to compare and contrast the situations then and now. So that will be a thought-provoking night, I suspect.
I can't imagine Henry VIII had an endless round of consultations and chats. I think Henry was more a doer than a talker.
Well, that's true. I mean, there are plenty of people who'd like us to see just go for it now, I suppose. I suppose he was the original hard Brexiteer as well, actually, now you mention it.
I think he possibly was, but I couldn't possibly comment. What's the date on that one, then?
That's July the 16th.
Fantastic. It is Books and Festival. When's it running till?
It is running till July the 23rd, yeah.
And if people want to find out more, the website is?
Is www.booksandfestival.co.uk.
Or the phone number?
Is, for booking, it's the Buxton Opera House box office, which is 01298 71290.
Fantastic. As always, when we come across to talk to you, you've given us...
Three to tempt us with.